Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and I'm here to help you imagine what's possible is possible for you. Today, it's 2 by Tuesday, where every second week I jump on and record an answer to a problem or a question using the power of a 2 by 2 matrix. If you haven't seen these clips, head on to YouTube. There's a 2 by Tuesday playlist so you can actually watch me draw this. However, on the podcast, I try to illustrate it more. The podcast is longer than the video so that I can provide more context on what I'm actually drawing and talking about as well. Hey, what I love about creating content is that you come up with new ideas. So oftentimes I'll try to solve a problem and I'll journal and I'll put post-it notes up and I keep it quite internal and just to myself. However, if I have a publishing deadline, like getting these 2 by Tuesdays out every second week, I'm forced to think about things and create content. And through this process, I created a new phrase that I just thought was awesome and I can't see it anywhere else. So I'm claiming this one. And that is the concept of a thought breeder. And I use it in the concept of just the amount of insane content there is out there, like online. And how do we actually convert any of that into action? So that's what I'm about to share in this episode. Show notes are at podcast.leannehughes.com. I love seeing what you're up to on LinkedIn and Instagram. All that is linked in the show notes for this one. If you want to reach out at any time, email me hello@leannehughes.com. All right, let's start the show. Enjoy this one. There's so much content available, but what are we actually doing with it? Hello, thanks so much for joining in for 2 by Tuesday this week. Today is not really a question. I'm really interested in a relationship between two different factors. Today's episode, it's created for you, but it's also a really important reminder for me in terms of absorbing information and all of this cool stuff that's available online, in conversation, and actually taking action on it. Like, how do we draw that line between I'm consuming all this information, but what am I actually doing with it? This is the creator economy. So we are bombarded every single day by webinars to join, new books to read, new podcasts to listen to, conferences to attend, great chats over coffees that we think, oh, there's some inspiration in here. There's so much content available, but what are we actually doing with it? So like I said, this is a reminder episode for me because I love and I'm addicted to listening to new things. It's like an endless search for a silver bullet. When I think we all really know what we need to do to progress in our lives, it's actually quite simple. Like, choose your direction, choose your focus, be consistent in what you need to do and go for it, right? There's no magic bullet, but we're constantly served courses and things that might solve our problem. So how do you know what you need at the time and what can really hold you back from making progress in the direction you want to go? That's what I'm exploring today using the power of a 2x2 matrix. So the title of this is When Consumption Can Actually Stall Your Progress. And I will pay attention to one particular quadrant on this as I map it out. So we're going to be mapping these two things. The first one is I'm going to go on the x-axis and that is consumption, right? So you can have on the right here, high consumption. And this is where you're listening to things endlessly. You're reading lots of books. You're taking advantage and you're learning, you're soaking it all up. This isn't a bad thing, by the way. This is what I do. I love learning, I love hearing about new things and being part of new conversations. So high consumption is getting out of your own head, getting exposure from things that are external to you. Of course, the opposite of that is I'm going to put low consumption. So tuning out all of that, what's going on externally, and really paying attention to what is going on inside your own brain. Like Carl Jung said, those who look outside dream, those who look inside awaken. But neither a pro or a con to any of this. It's more just mapping out and getting a sense of when's the right time for you to go internal versus go outside. And then on the y-axis, I've got creation. That's high. That is getting your ideas out there, socializing your concepts, writing them down, publishing them, making them like getting them out to the world, releasing to it, talking about it in your workshops, taking action on the ideas that you're actually listening to and making some type of progress. Like that is all part of the creation piece. You're hearing these things, you're thinking about these things, but you're then converting that into action. And then creation is low down here. which means you might be synthesizing these ideas, really thinking about them, but you're not actually doing anything with them. Or you might be listening and just constantly trying to find the next new thing, trying to solve your problem without actually taking action on what you're hearing as well. No judgment on any of these areas. I'm very high on the consumption piece and I wish my creation would sort of match up with it, but we all got to start somewhere. So those are the two elements we're talking about today. Consumption of content, high or low, and then creation of content and taking the action high and low as well. I'm going to start with the bottom left, and this might sound a bit aggressive, but just all of these quadrants will rhyme today. So down the bottom left here, I have thought bleeder. So thought bleeder is you're not neither consuming content or nor you creating it. They might actually be part of really cool conversations, but you're not really taking that initiative to retain the information or even act on it. So as you live, it's coming in but going out. You're just bleeding out ideas and thoughts without any type of retention of that. Bleeding it out. It doesn't sound very nice if you try to visualize that. On the top left, I've actually written here thought leader. So this is where you're thinking about ideas, you're noting them down, you're retaining them, and you're frequently publishing and putting your own ideas out there. I see people like Alan Weiss, for example, on Twitter. He doesn't follow anyone, but he looks and observes the environment around him and publishes content relating to that based on his own expertise and ways of thinking around things. So kind of isolating everyone else and just pushing out content really consistently as well. Sometimes I've had to turn into this mode where I've just got to shut off content and just stop running with my AirPods in, and just so it allows me to think. And I find that as I do that, I start randomly connecting different pieces and making sense of what's going on. But you need to create that space in order to do that, to become a thought leader. I'm going to go to the top right, which is you're consuming a lot of content and you're also putting out a lot of content as well. And I'm calling this quadrant the thought breeder. So that's like getting some exponential ideas, right? As we know, there are no original ideas out there, but it's how you're connecting different pieces. And I think this is really fun when you start consuming different content from a wide variety of sources and you start forming these linkages to create a concept that may not have been thought about before. So bringing in innovations from different industries together, but not only are you connecting it in your own mind, you're sharing that knowledge with other people, you're publishing it widely. You might be getting feedback on that, which also reinforces it and keeps these thoughts breeding as you go along. So thought breeding, I think, is really cool. I think it is a step up from thought leadership because it's like an exponential compounding of ideas. As you get reinforcement and you get co-creation, then you start forming new ways of doing things, and that just creates it, it breeds it on as well. Thought breedership is a new phrase that I've just invented from this 2x Tuesday just to keep it rhyming. And then the bottom right, this is where I think I can get stuck. And I really wanted to sort of focus on this element as part of today's episode. This is where you are a thought reader. You're reading it, but you're not actually taking action on it or sharing it or doing anything with the content that you are consuming. It's coming in like one way. It's not a two-way, or even like the thought reader, like going out exponentially. It's coming one way through to you, but it's not being channeled into any other efforts. And I want to share this quote from Ira Glass. I heard Jenny Blake share it on her podcast a while ago. It really resonates with me. And I think the reason sometimes we can get stuck in thought reader mode is because we're reading so widely, we're reading such wonderful things, and it creates a disparity between where we currently are in terms of our talent and what our taste is, because we are consuming content from experts around the world. Here's a quote from Ira Glass. He says, "I wish someone told me, all of us who do creative work, we get into it because we have good taste, right? We're high at the consumption part. We have good taste. But there is a gap. For the first couple of years, you make stuff and it's just not that good. It's trying to be good. It has potential, but it's not. But your taste, the thing that got you into the game, is killer. And your taste is why your work disappoints you. A lot of people never get past this phase. They quit. We all go through this. And if you're just starting out, or if you are still in this phase, you've got to know it's normal, and the most important thing you can do is a lot of work. Put yourself on a deadline so that every week you finish one story. It is only by going through a volume of work that you will close that gap, and your work will be as good as your ambitions. You're just going to fight your way through." I love, 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 this is why I read it out in full, this quote, because we can get stuck in this thought reader mode. And the scary thing is that when we listen and consume content, we have this really weird feeling that we're making progress, even though we haven't done anything. And it is, it's very easy to just consume and think that you're growing and building progress. But it's only when you start to do the work and create the volume and see that gap between the taste of where you want to be versus where you are now, That is brutal. In the last few months, I've been trying to get better at writing articles. I love speaking on podcasts. I find it very easy. I find writing an article pretty tricky. And it's very easy for me to read an article and critique it because I've got such good taste. But when I go to write it, it's super challenging because what I'm writing and I read it back and I think, this is terrible. Like, I can't believe I'm going to publish this and put it out to the world. But what is reinforcing me to continue publishing consistently is this quote from Ira Glass, recognizing that the only way to bust out is not to consume more content, but to start creating more articles, writing more often, and just being okay with putting it out there and recognizing that this is a long game. It could take a few years to even improve at all. So I want to share that with you, because if you're in this bind where you're constantly consuming content, you're not creating anything, have a think about that. Is it because your taste is at such a high level that it puts you off creating the content? If that's the case for you, as it is for me, I just encourage you to continue showing up, continue putting out content and synthesizing what you do. I also think it's great if you are in a thought leadership capacity, that's the top left of this, to start thinking about how can you then start breeding more of the ideas and using your ideas to breed more content, to start getting more insights, to then further develop a concept or idea and let it increase exponentially. Where are you on this matrix? Are you a thought breeder, a thought bleeder, a thought leader, or a thought reader? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening to 2 by Tuesday this week. I look forward to chatting to you next time. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.